Rabbi says, Simen Lamed Beis, we're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. I will continue from the words. So we learned a lot about Chaktoiches. Chaktoiches being that you don't, what was the best way of explaining Chaktoiches? That you have to, so this is a lot, the Sif Yud Ches tells about Chaktoiches. So how is Chaktoiches best explained? You got to write the letter and you don't reveal the letter. Does that make sense? To explain it like that? You write the letter, you don't reveal it. In other words, if a good example is that you smeared by mistake instead of making a mem, which looks a bit like a square, but is that opening on the bottom left? Is that opening in the bottom left? So instead of having that mem with that opening, by mistake, you made a full square. Does that make sense? You made a full square. And now, what you're doing is you're opening up this bottom left, you're opening it up, so now it's becoming a kosher mem. But it's still a problem because you didn't write a mem. What you did is you made a chaktoiches. You revealed it, and that's therefore a problem. Similarly, when you have other letters, like you made by mistake a dalet, which was meant to be a resh, and you're knocking off the roof on the top right. So it's also chaktoiches. It was an invalid resh, and now you have revealed it by knocking off the top bit. Now you've made the dalet into a resh. That's chaktoiches, and it would be possible. So in other words, you've got to write the letter, and you cannot, revealing is not really the right word, you cannot
sculpt it,
yeah? So that's what it means. Chak toiches. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch does continue over here, in the middle of Sif Yud Ches, v'loy miki chaktoiches, this is about halfway, v'loy miki chaktoiches, me'ach sha'oiz atzmo yisuksuva ketikuno. Yeah, v'im nogu raglei ha'hei v'akuf begag, if you've got a hey and a kuf which touched begag, yigroi ha'regel v'yachse v'chtevenu v'ein tzorich ligroi kol ha'oiz ki ha'gag k'din nichtov. I'll finish off the seif and then I'm going to explain it. V'im noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef, Oy pnei aleph bifnim begag shtachter posul ve'en takono begeir lafrida vekichaktoiches alo igru kol ma shenase vepisul ve'achso vechzevenu v'chen adin biyudi hashin ve'atzadik ve'ayin ve'apeim im nogu begufa ois yoisim mokim devukum. So what he says over here is as follows. In principle, what he says is that you only have a problem of chaktoiches if the letter was an invalid letter, but if you've got anything which is aesthetic, I'm using my own words, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch is really saying. If you've got anything which is aesthetic, which the letter wasn't a good letter, it wasn't a nice letter, it wasn't right, but now what you're doing is by scraping it off and scratching it off, you're making the letter into a nicer letter, then it's not chaktoiches, because it wasn't invalid in the first place. So say, for instance, you have a letter which is not nice, and you're now trying to make it into a nicer letter by scraping some of it off, then it wasn't invalid before. So that's not a psul of chaktoiches, you could do that. However, if the letter was a posul letter, or a different letter, and now you're taking the parts off which invalidates the letter, you're taking that off now, then it would be a problem of chaktoiches.
Is
no. Yeah. So you've got a problem at times of shalei kesidon. Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Sometimes you could have a problem of shalei kesidon. Yes. So it depends how. Sometimes when you have touching letters, that's not considered chaktoiches. So it depends if the letter is really considered invalid. Often when you've got touching letters, it's not necessarily a psul, and then you could do it. No, sometimes you can. There is ways out, and that will be discussed at the later stage. There is at times ways out to. Correct.
Even if you
got a letter which is a postal letter.
If you write from the letter that's in them, and then you got up to the mem, and you've gone to the mem, and you did it too much, made it possible.
Yeah.
Is that still a problem with chaktoiches?
The answer is yes. There would be a problem with chaktoiches in such a way. Yeah. Because you've got to write. You've got to write the letter, and you cannot reveal the letter. So you've got to write the letter, and then therefore the only way you could capture this letter is by taking it off completely, and then rewriting it. Yeah, that's what they often do, yeah.
Really, you can't
do that, yeah.
I have all the words,
So it depends the parshas and everything, but in principle, yes, you're right. Correct. Rabbi says, if you test, moving to a new subject. Betchilas haksiva, when you're writing the letters, Yoima befiv, you should say in his, that's what the Sofim do, they say, Ani koisev l'shem kedushas tefillin, they say, and they state, Ani koisev, I write l'shem kedushas tefillin, for the sake of kedushas tefillin, milvad zeh, why does he need to say that? Why does he need to say that? Why does he need to say that? Why does he need to say, I'm writing Lashem Kedushas Tefillin?
Says the
Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tzadi Beis, Betchilas, at the beginning, the Imye Oav Ois Achas Shalai Nichtav Lashem Tefillin, if there is one letter which is not written for the Lashem Mishas Tefillin, Posul, it's Posul, V'loim Hania Avoras Kulmas Lishmoy, it doesn't help to just go over it again. You got to write, there's a requirement of being Lishmo. Just like any mitzvah needs to be lishma for the sake of the mitzvah, so here too, you could write the same as if a person is writing a sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzahs, with not that intent, but he's just writing for the fun of it, he's writing because he wants to do calligraphy, or he just likes the skill of it, it would be, no, it's not good. You've got to do it lishma, lishma mitzvah tefillin. Yeah. Now continue Shulchan Aruch. Milvad zeh, besides that, b'chol pam shekosev askoro, every single time that one writes the name of Hashem, so echloima shekosev kedushas Hashem, he needs to additionally he needs to have in mind that he's doing l'shem kedushas, he's writing the name l'shem kedushas Hashem. So when it comes to the name of Hashem, he needs to have an additional explicit lishma and intention that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So there's two lishmos. One is generic lishmo of writing the sefer tefillin mezuzahs, right? That's one. Besides that, an additional requirement of a higher level of lishmo, which is when he writes the name of Hashem. There is a meneg of many sofim that go to mikveh every single time they write the name of Hashem. There is it's quite a thing. There was famously Reb Nassal HaSofer, there was a very famous sofer, very, very famous sofer called Reb Nassal HaSofer. Well, that's how he was called. His real name was Filansky, which is also interesting. He was very famous. I heard from Ari Finkel, he told me that he starved to death. That's how poor he was. It gives a bit of me. He was nifed some approximately 100 years ago. His tefillin were the most modern tefillin, not so much because of the ksav, which was also extraordinary, but also because of the Yirat Shamayim. He was an extraordinary Yirat Shamayim. He spent such enormous time on every single tefillin, and every single time, indeed, he wrote the name of Hashem. He used to go to mikveh. He wouldn't eat and he wouldn't drink the days that it was an extreme level of kedusha. So there is such a level of. I do not think that most sofim nowadays are makbid on that, but there is such an akpodim. So akpodim Shulchan Aruch says is a lishma. The kedusha of writing the name Hashem should be consciously. Should be conscious as he's writing. Others say, says the Rama, you don't have to have an additional specific. No, you don't need to have an additional specific lishma when you're writing the name of Hashem. It's not necessary. The Rama says, since anyway the lishma at the beginning of writing, that suffices. That's good enough. V'yesh lehokel b'di'evet, you're more paskins. But yeah, but it's okay. You can't be lenient. You don't need to have an additional level. And intent of lishma by writing the name of Hashem, it's not necessarily, but yevet shibon enam nem lo yichtov the ainu koisiv as bekavona. But it does finish off that if you shibon enam nem, when you're getting tired and a bit dozy and a bit when you feel your eyelids are getting really really heavy, stop writing. Why should you stop writing when you're getting tired? Why should you stop writing when you're getting tired? He says shibon enam nem lo yichtov. Why? So it's nothing to do with the beauty of this letters, but rather the reason why you're not allowed to write when you're getting tired is the einoy koisev oz lishma, because then it's not going to be lishma. You're lacking lishma if you're not awake, sharp presence of mind. You're going to lack that kavana, that lishma element, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So don't write when you're tired. Yeah, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. No, any name of Hashem. Any name of Hashem.
So,
when they would go to mikvah, I believe so. So the Shulchan Aruch certainly is referring. The Shulchan Aruch is certainly referring when he talks about that additional level of kavanah. He's certainly talking about Elohim, Hashem, any name of Hashem as well.
They can't leave the gap.
You're right. No, they can't do that.
And then one go.
It wouldn't work. It's a good idea. It's practical, but it wouldn't work. Now, is it necessary to actually explicitly say it? You got to say that I'm doing English more. It's good enough to. Do you need to verbalize it, or is your mind sufficient? So Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Yoyim Abefiv. You got to say it in your mouth. And but Mishnah Berurah says it's not good enough. But the intent needs to be stated and verbalized. If you say it, if you just have it in your mind, it's not good enough. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, so we primarily focus on Sifu test this evening. We spoke about the idea of having everything needs to be written lishma. If there's lack in lishma, the Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah Apostle. We spoke about the extra requirement of an extra level of lishma if one writes the name of Hashem. One should verbalize it, one should say it, one has to say it. If one doesn't say it, it's not good enough. In terms of that additional level of Lishmo in Hashem's name, the Ramah said it's not required, but certainly with Yevet, it's not Ma'akev. So that's it we'll discuss this evening, and we'll continue tomorrow.